So we know that the Apostle Paul makes it clear that that's where the real battle is in the spiritual realm. Do you think that there should be a greater onus on praying over an area that you're in, be it a house, a church, your workplace, that those sorts of spirits or demons would be cast out and would be set under the authority of Christ?
Yeah, Daniel does seem to indicate, the book of Daniel seems to indicate that there are demonic forces in locations and connected with specific places. But I wouldn't say that we, particularly as Christians, need to fear, you know, some kind of demonic, you know, indwelling of a space, a physical space. I would say demons certainly take over people. And so we would need to be concerned about that kind of demonic activity. I don't think we need to be worried or concerned. I think it's appropriate to say, to dedicate a space to God, or to say that it's been used for evil purposes, and therefore to pray, you know, God, sanctify this space and use it for your glory and all that. I don't think, though, we need to worry that there's evil beings inhabiting certain, you know, walls or that kind of thing. According to the scriptures, the demonic is basically, you know, engaged in indwelling people and oppressing people, not so much spaces or physical things in the same ways. But I would tell you, I have dedicated many, you know, facilities, places, homes to the Lord, and I've prayed over certain spaces that God, if they've been used and for evil purposes, that God would cleanse those places and protect the people that are going to use those spaces, and that the space would be used for his glory and the good of others. I don't have any difficulty with doing that. I just don't think we need to kind of have a sort of magical or mystical approach that there's some evil in the walls or something of that sort. But homes, buildings, cars, you know, have been used for evil purposes, right?
Yeah.
So we should recognize that.
So why do the former then? Why pray and dedicate a space, you know, as for me and my house? Why go about that if you don't think it's necessary to cast out over a space?
Because I do believe in means, and I do believe that means can be used for good purposes, righteous purposes, or evil purposes. And I believe, like, just like our physical body, right? When I die, my spirit will go to be with Christ. The house will be empty. There'll be no home there because my soul will be gone. But it's good because God's going to one day raise it and give me a resurrected body like the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the body is not bad. It's good, and it's to be used for good purposes, right? And so that's one of the things that I would stress, is just the importance of not seeing the physical world as bad. It's a good gift from God, and so we should dedicate all gifts from God for his purposes, for his glory, and for the good of others. And when they're misused, we should also acknowledge that that is not what God wants, not what he desires, and ask God, you know, to see whatever it is in the physical realm to be used for purposes that honor him and serve him. So that's why I don't have any problem blessing, just like we bless the food, right, and give thanks for the food. We recognize that God is the source of that gift, and we're asking that God would use that to strengthen us, make us healthy, you know, so that's kind of in the same way that I would do it.
Right, as a means.
The same way that I would pray, you know, if you will, against the work of evil in the material world as well. I think there's just all kinds of things that can be misused and abused and for Satan's purposes rather than for God's purposes. And I think we can acknowledge that and pray, God, we long for whatever it is to be used to honor you and please you and serve you.